Kicking date is 1/26/2013. Claimant's name is Stephen Gregory Reagan, R-E-G-A-N. This lack of assistive accident, such as entrainment, there were no medical records provided from my repair. According to the information obtained from the examinee, claimant, the orthopedic conditions for which he has applied for Social Security and disability include neck pain and lower back pain. He states that on March 14, 2008, he was the victim of a robbery and was shot, quote-unquote, point-blank range in the head and chin and mouth. And period, he suffered multiple face injuries. Period, he states that he's had some face and brain surgeries as well. Period, his brain injuries currently consist of memory problems, or is your part period. In regards to his neck pain comment, he has had neck pain since 2008. He's had x-rays and MRI of the neck, which showed fractures of the cervical spine. He states that he had some surgery for this per his report period. He also states that he had nerve conduction test, which showed right side and nerve damage period. He has a complaint of lower back pain since 2008. He's had x-rays and MRI of the spine, but does not remember the results period. He's had physical therapy period. He's had a NCV/EMG, which showed right-sided nerve damage as well, period. Next paragraph. President complaints to take complaints of neck pain and lower back pain, period. He also has numbness and tingling in his right and left hands as well, that is right and left lower extremities. Period. He says that he has a difficult time with on walking and standing, period. He denies any babbler and concert. He did not use any handheld assistive device for an ambulation, period. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Vital signs: height 5'10", weight 253 pounds, blood pressure 136/80, heart rate 76. Next paragraph. General appearance: the examinee was an adult male who's well developed and well nourished, who appeared appropriate for stage period. A directory orthopedic examination was conducted here. Next paragraph. Upper extremities. Please kind of paste template. Last sentence: he had a negative tenosis test of the elbow and wrist pair. He had a negative phalanx test pair. He had 5 to 5 muscle strength of his biceps and triceps pair. Next paragraph. Lower extremities. Please kind of paste template. I'm sorry. Upper extremities. Please go back to upper extremities and state peripheral forces were intact by Larry Pert. Pin pricking soft touch sensation was decreased on the right upper extremity from his proximal shoulder down to his hands period. Next paragraph. Lower extremities. Please kind of paste template. Manual muscle testing was 4 out of 5 of the right and left in hip flexion and hip extension period. Manual muscle testing was 4 out of 5 of the right and left in knee flexion and knee extension period. This kind of based template. Peripheral pulses were intact by lateral period. Pinpricking soft touch sensation was decreased in the right lower extremity from his proximal thigh down to his feet period. This kind of based template. Next paragraph. Cervical spine. This kind of damage. Range of motion was decreased in flexion, 40 degrees comma extension, 50 degrees comma rotation, 80 degrees bilaterally, and side bending, 35 degrees bilaterally. There was papillary spasm and tenderness of the paracervical intimate musculature as well as the midline overlying spinal spasm. Please kind of paste something. Next paragraph, thoracic spine. Please kind of paste something. Next paragraph, lumbosacral spine. Please kind of paste template. The examinee was not able to walk in the sales adjust period. He was not able to squat down period. Range of motion was decreased. I'm sorry. There was papillary spasm and tenderness of the bilateral musculature as well as the midline online spasm. Online spine spasms. Please kind of paste template. Next paragraph. X-rays. None were taken at this time. next paragraph, findings and conclusions after review of histochemical chemical examination, comma, I arrived at the following professional opinions with a reasonable degree of medical primary degree. Appeared the following disclaimers, quote, next paragraph, diagnosis per his report, says post-gunshot wound, comma, neck pain and lower back pain, period, per allegations, gunshot wound to head, right-sided, nerve damage, and memory loss, period. Next paragraph. And per your findings, the current examination of Mr. Reagan has found that he has full range of motion of extremity, period. He has full range of motion of the low extremity, period. He has decreased muscle strength of the low extremity, period. He has decreased range of motion of the cervical spine, period. He has tenderness of the cervical and lumbar cervical spine, period. There was no loss of sensation of left and right. There was loss of sensation of the right upper and lower extremity, period. There was no loss of sensation of the left upper and lower extremity, period. He had a negative supinus thing, straight leg raising medial and left and right, period. Neurotension signs were negative, period. He did not require head have a sensitive race for ablation, period. He had an intact fundingus mobilization, period. Next paragraph, prognosis slash status, his prognosis at this junction, comma, is guided, period. Also, he appears to have had some treatment for his underlying condition, comma, he continues to complain of pain to the body, period, based primarily upon the subject reports, comma, to the table from freaking turning and bending up his neck, period. He also could be limited from repetitive detail lifting and prolonged walking and standing, period. He does have full awareness of his upper extremity, period. He does have full functionality of left and right hands, period. He would be able to handle his sweat through his mouth, period. Next person, sorry, one guy's going to have a comedy of endothelitis, period. Thank you.